education. We're not, one sec. There's also the walks of life. So of course I mentioned that because full disclosure, I'm a volunteer with the Walk for Life West Coast. And my job is Orthodox Christian outreach. And every year more and more people come and monastics come. And it's fun. I think it's fun. It's beautiful. It's really positive and prayerful. We have a service for end of abortion before we walk together. Okay, education. Pro-life apologetics. So their Equal Rights Institute is really great. So in Life Training Institute, and there are others online. This stuff is tough. This is a real discipline. Yesterday I was talking to Mother Tabitha about, you know, when people say, like, what do you say when people say, well, what about women who are raped? You know, there should be abortion because women get raped and get pregnant. So a lot of, so you have to be ready for that. What are you going to say? Well, you know, that is about 1% of cases of abortion. So what people are trying to do is justify all abortions by the super minority situation. So we have to break these things down. I can't do this on my own. I rely on Equal Rights Institute. I signed up with them, and they have a course online, Life Training Institute. And there's so many. You can watch abortion debates. And then this is the kind of thing, you know, this is really 1 minute summary of the essential pro-life argument. I mean, we need to have these things in our pockets. I really think we do, because hearts and minds, they are connected. And I came through this through my mind, not through my heart. But my heart came along because I'm in the church, in the sacraments of the church. So, there's a lot of cool stuff out there to help you. You know, if you're a godparent, parent, grandparent, or just know some cute kids you want, this is a must. Teach them the Feast of the Annunciation. It's a great opportunity to talk about how Jesus did not just come into the world as just, he didn't come as a baby. He came like all of us, where we develop into the full infant to be born. And then there's St. Sophia of Thrace, Mother of Orphans. So these are two great Orthodox Christian resources that we should have for kids. And there are a lot of non-Orthodox, that there should be more. And Grow Baby Grow is really great. I'm going to have these up here. You guys can come in. Let's look at these different. A Gift from Little Tree, which is about adoption. 9 months. You guys can come up and look at these. There's also not just for little kids, but you know, anybody going off to college should be given this. Unplanned by Abby Johnson. Silas Martyr for your teenagers. Adoption. There's also videos. The Dropbox is incredible for adults about completely carrying your cross, self-sacrificing. Taking Children Who Are Abandoned. This is incredible. Amazing Grace. Young adults and teenagers really respond to the story of William Wilberforce, the anti-slavery abolitionist in England. This is great stuff to grow their interest and give them a passion for, inspire them. Sarah's Choice is chick flick. So anyway, October Baby, same thing. But these can be shown to teenagers. Why not have a youth group night and, you know, make some popcorn, show them this movie, have a discussion.
Do they have that in Unplanned in video form yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Abby Johnson's Unplanned movie. No, that's not. It'll be on DVD pretty soon. Yeah. Okay. So is it over 15 minutes? And I think I'll stop here for questions. Let me just wrap up. Okay, this will be super quick, I promise. I hope you do get involved in the pro-life movement. You know, when you're in a movement, you're going to be misunderstood. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be persecuted. You have to have humility. Humility and love. There you have it. This is everything. St. Paisios. This was kind of funny. But, you know, this is ridicule. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. What we can't do is we can't be silent. ignoring an issue, what does it convey? It conveys that we're not interested, we're looking the other way. So it's actually totally opposite of what we need to be doing. And St. Paisios the Athenite tells us, if Christians don't begin to witness their faith, to resist evil, then the destroyers will become even more insolent. We have to witness our faith with boldness, because if we continue to be silent, we'll have to answer in the end. In these difficult days, each must do what's in their power and leave what's out of their power to the will of God. And this has been a very difficult discussion. We're not even going to have time to go into assisted suicide and euthanasia, and I apologize for that. I didn't know how to make this more concise, but these are difficult issues, but we do not despair. We are Christians. Christ is risen, and with God, all things are possible. And last, I just want to say, I want to point out that the aborted souls are in His loving embrace, a love we cannot even conceive of. Holy innocents, pray to God for us. Thank you.
It's not a question, just comment. Like, I have a friend who is result of pregnancy.
Okay.
She never knew her father, but
okay?
I'm blessed to know her. She's very, good person, kind person.
Yeah, so the thing about rape is that why should the innocent baby get the death penalty? That baby is innocent. And a lot of women who do have, who birth their babies conceived in rape, love their babies. They change their lives. You see people at the walks with signs, you know, conceived in rape. The people who are conceived in rape really, really hate the arguments that they should have been aborted. Any other questions or
also
comments?
A question, but a comment.
Yeah.
Something that at least I think I was in and out, so I'm sorry if this was mentioned and I missed it. But you know, often pregnant women in the U.S. get offered genetic testing, and there are different kinds. There's a blood test, but there's also amniocentesis. And something that is often not discussed in terms of amniocentesis is that it increases a chance for miscarriage, and how this is not something that is offered in Europe because of this. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to put that out there. And then the other comment or request is for us to pray for the OBGYNs that are pro-life.
Thank
My
you.
My best friend
yes.
is an OBGYN, and going through med school and residency was persecuted. And it's not a persecution of, oh, I'll just describe what it is. It's feeling isolated, it's feeling ridiculed, so that's just something that I'm doing.
Thank you. Yeah, they have to be more brave all the time, because you know we don't want a healthcare industry with no pro-life, you know, with all abortion supporters. You know, we don't want a total utilitarian system, and they're being pushed out. Was there another comment?
Yeah, the other comment is, you know, when you become pregnant, you become aware of this book, a handbook that is printed, but is also online, about drugs that you can or can't take, and how they're given a score, A, B, C, D, E, and A is, I can't remember, A is the safest, and the other, F or whatever, is unsafest, but C is the, we don't know because we haven't done studies on them. And the reason often why studies aren't done is because it's unethical to do studies on pregnant women for these things. So again, there's this like contradiction of there, we're acknowledging that that's a human and we can't studies on.
Yeah. There's a schizophrenia right now in our country. You know, if we want this, if the woman wants this baby, it is a person, it is a human, and there's extreme care oftentimes given for that baby. And if that baby's born premature, there will be tens of thousands of dollars spent to keep that baby alive because he's wanted.
Right.
The same child is unwanted. We'll go to the extreme measure of just killing that person. So it's really schizophrenic. If we don't want, if we want it, it's a person, human, it has value. If we don't want it, then it's disposable.
Yeah, I think as a Christian, I feel like
sort of the first century in the Roman Empire. And I think that's, we might think of ourselves that way, and the wheel of history turns. So just persevere. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, there's another issue about adoption. I have an adopted son in his 30s, and we adopted him out when he was a baby. It cost $2,000.
Yeah.
Now we're talking $30,000.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And
yeah.
The problem is people can't afford that. And so that option of adoption is, not as available as it needs to be because of the cost.
Yeah.
Speaking to that, I've heard of churches who will sponsor a family to help with the cost of adoption.
Yeah, and there are agencies that will do that as well. So you know, see what is your particular background? What is your expertise? What is calling you? Do you want to work for a reform, an adoption, or ways to decrease the cost, make it more available to more families? What is calling you? Do you want to work in the university system where they're just brutal to pregnant girls on campus? They, lose everything. That's another reason why they're so afraid. You know, they should be able to postpone their education to give birth, to life. So there are different areas that, think about, what are you called to, maybe to work in, what area to work in, to improve these problems and fill these gaps.
Just on that subject of adoption, it's also when you said that the research found that adoption was the least attractive option, but the most loss would be experienced. It's kind of strange because now the birth mother has so much control, because a lot of this is about losing control, right? But the birth mother has so much control over who the parent's going to be. She can flip through an album looking at prospective parents and vetting them and have as much or as little relationship with the child while it's growing up as she wants. And she's totally in the driver's seat because of the lack of supply of babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's completely, so even with that changing, I'm surprised it's still seen as such an unattractive option.
I feel the same way. I think it's a little bit shocking to me that's. But I've tried to, my thoughts, that you still, you have to go through all this shame of being pregnant, like that picture of the girl, covering her face and another girl laughing at her. You have to go through all that and have the bodily changes, and you still don't get anything. I think it's how it's kind of seen. You're giving something away. All you're getting is potential pain. Because of the fear of bonding with a child too, so it's really complex, and it seems like the obvious thing to do, just postpone things for 9 months, and give the baby life, and you've done a beautiful thing. But it's just not presented that way. That's not, those messages are not as strong as the other messages. It's a good place to do work.
Yeah,